You hear? You'll hear in a minute. Okay. Now that we're in the middle of the dinim of Kiddush, the last things we're discussing about what? About the wine you use and how to make Kiddush and how to hold the cup and all that. Now, when a person makes Kiddush, the chalas should be covered. Why should the chalas be covered? There's two reasons. One reason is because the two chalas represent the mon that fell from heaven, and Friday fell double. Shabbos, it didn't fall. So the pasuk says, by the dew, and by the mon, there was a layer of dew underneath it, and a layer of dew on top of the mon. So the mon, the chalas, which represents the double portion of mon, so the chalas are connected to the mon, just like the mon was covered above and below, so you cover the chalas above and below. So you have the tablecloth, and then you have the cover over the chalas. That's one reason. Another reason why you cover the chalas, it says, because according to halacha, if somebody is eating even cake and wine, you say, no, you're having a piece of cake with some wine. What do you make a bracha first on? First you make a bracha on the cake. Because in the pasuk, it says, Eretz chita usa'era, a land of wheat and barley, and then it says gefen, and then it says grapes. Right? So because in the pasuk, the word chita usa'era, wheat and barley, is before gefen, so therefore the halacha is normally, if you're eating cake and bread, cake comes from wheat, so therefore you make a bracha on the mezainis first, and then you make the bread pi'al gefen. Definitely so with bread. Okay, first you make hametzi. Let's see, tonight you're going to go home and eat dinner, and you're going to wash for bread, and you're going to have wine in the middle of the meal. First you wash for hametzi, and then in the middle of the meal, when you drink wine, you make a bracha beri pi'al gefen on the wine. The problem is, Friday night you can't do that, or Shabbos day you can't do that. Why? Because you can't eat before Kiddush. If you can't eat before Kiddush, you can't make a bracha hametzi on the challah if you didn't make Kiddush yet. So therefore you have to make Kiddush first. But, and here's a very interesting moral teaching of the Torah. In order not to embarrass the bread, because really the bread's bracha should go first. Not to embarrass the bread, we cover it. We cover the bread. Why shouldn't get embarrassed? Because really it should go first. So you see, the Torah even cares about, so to speak, the feelings of bread. I mentioned this many times. There's a famous story with the famous Chofetz Chaim. Once came into somebody's house Friday night as a guest. He was a guest in somebody's house. And the wife, by mistake, didn't cover the challah. So the husband started yelling and screaming at his wife, berating her. Well, what type of fool are you? You didn't cover the challah. And this and that, he's going on and on. Especially, he says, we have the Chofetz Chaim here, and you're embarrassing me. He's screaming at his wife. So the Chofetz Chaim says to him, excuse me, let me ask you a question. He says, why do you cover the challah? He says, you cover the challah not to embarrass it. Because he said, to embarrass your wife for it is better. He said, embarrass your wife is better. So in other words, but do you see that in Torah, there is a concept of not embarrassing something? Now, there's a halachic difference between the two reasons. The halachic difference is very simple. What happens if somebody makes Kiddush on challah? So if the reason is not to embarrass the challah because of the wine, you're not drinking wine. So then you're not going to embarrass the challah. If the reason it's covered is because of the mon covered with dew on top and bottom, then you still should cover the challah. And the halacha is that you cover the challah even when you're making it on Kiddush and challah for the second reason. Also, there's really another difference in halacha that might be, when can you uncover the challah? If the reason is not to embarrass the challah because of Kiddush, so then technically as soon as you finish Kiddush, you can uncover the challah because it's not embarrassed anymore. If the reason is because of the mon covered, so then really the challah should be covered until after hametzi. Just another difference, whatever it is.
Rabbi, given that we know challah is not embarrassed, this is something that relates to us sanctifying challah.
And teaching us not to embarrass, definitely not embarrass another person. Yeah.
Another person.
Definitely, if the Torah cares about embarrassment of challah, which obviously has no feelings, how much more so the Torah is teaching us a lesson when the holy day of Shabbos comes. Right at the beginning, the Torah says, "Let me tell you a very important lesson: don't embarrass anybody." You know that's.
So it's got nothing to do with sort of sanctifying the challah.
No. It's nothing to do with sanctifying the challah. It has to do either because the halachically the bread's supposed to go first, or because the mom was covered top and bottom. So now there's an interesting question, though. Shabbos morning, let's say, you make Kiddush, let's say, in the good old days, you have a Kiddush in shul. So you make Kiddush, and you have mezainis on the table. Should the mezainis be covered or not? Again, if the reason is not to embarrass the challah, then the mezainis should also be covered. Because really, mezainis is supposed to go before a goffin. So it's an argument in halacha if Shabbos day, the custom is to cover it. But not every, some people, poskim say that only the challah needs to be covered, not the mezainis, not the cake. Okay, next. Now, when you make Kiddush, you have to drink a certain amount of the cup. If somebody makes Kiddush and takes a little sip of the wine, they did not fulfill the obligation of Kiddush. You have to drink what's called Mole Lugmav. Mole Lugmav literally means a cheekful. That means how much wine would fit into one cheek. And that halacha says, by the way, I don't mean figurative, I mean literally. Some people have bigger mouths than others. So a person with a bigger mouth, literally, not figuratively, would have to drink more wine. But it says an average person, it's the majority of 3 ounces. I mean, a little bit over 1.5 ounces. One second. We're going to get there in a second. So it says the proper amount of time, you have to drink Mole Lugmav, and it says ideally you should drink it in one shot, just right away. Technically, if somebody cannot drink wine, but they want to make Kiddush, so somebody else is allowed to drink the wine. That's what Al Rebbe holds. Some poskim say it's better that then don't make Kiddush, let somebody else make Kiddush. But let's say the head of the household, you know, he wants the honor, whatever, he's making Kiddush, but he's not able for medical reason, whatever it is, he can't drink the wine. So as long as somebody else drinks right away, as soon as he finishes the Kiddush, somebody else drinks Mole Lugmav, which is like an ounce, a little bit over an ounce and a half, then it's fine. What? Say that again? What, somebody else drink? Could be, I never saw it. Maybe, again, I'm not saying no. But according to the Al-Trebi, you could, other possibly say you shouldn't do it. But the Al-Trebi also clearly, you could, somebody else could drink the wine. Now, normally, if I eat or drink before a meal, let's say you go home tonight, you're going to wash for dinner, okay? But before dinner, you eat an apple, okay? So the din is, you have to make an after bracha on the apple before you wash, because washing only covers the brachas and the washing onward. So if somebody eats something before washing, they need enough of it, they need to make an after bracha because it's not going to be covered with the benching.
How much is
enough? 1 ounce of food. So now the question is like this. You make Kiddush Friday night or Shabbos day, and then you go wash. Why don't you have to make an after bracha on the wine? You eat drinking it before the meal. So the answer is because it's part of the meal, because you can't eat the meal without Kiddush, so the wine of Kiddush is actually part of the meal. Especially, it says in halacha, and some people say it's preferred to do that, and that is to drink a little bit of wine during the meal. Because then you're for sure connecting the two together. But halachically, even if you don't drink wine during the meal, you just drink the wine of Kiddush, you don't make an after bracha, because it's part of the meal, because you're not allowed to eat before the meal. But now, what happens if you make Kiddush before the meal, and then you wash for bread, and then let's see, between the fish and the soup, you have another cup of wine, whatever. You don't have to make a new Bar Yipri HaGofen on the wine. The bracha that you said by Kiddush covers it, that wine also. Okay, that din is not common. We'll skip it. Okay, we learned already during the day of Shabbos, you also have to make Kiddush over wine. We said the reason for that is because the day meal is more important than the night meal. And therefore, it's not nice that the night meal has Kiddush and the day meal doesn't. So therefore, you have to make Kiddush during the day meal. But again, the Poskim write, it's they're a little bit easier. But all the dinim of Kiddush of night apply to Kiddush during the day, and we'll see soon what they are. So women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush during the day also. Now, therefore, you have a whole issue. And that is, in the non-Hasidic world, where they generally don't eat before davening, period. They don't eat before davening. So they write in halacha, those opinions, that if women want to eat before davening, according to them, they have to make Kiddush. Because they're obligated in Kiddush. And they're going to eat before Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So once they wake up in the morning, if they want to eat before Kiddush, before davening, they're home even, they have to make Kiddush. But we don't hold like that. And we hold that even if men eat before davening, they don't have to make Kiddush. That they have to eat coffee and cake, Shabbos morning before davening. But once you finish Shachris, once you finish the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris, then you have an obligation of Kiddush. Which means, halachically, once you said Shachris, then you're not allowed to even drink water. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything until you make Kiddush. So in other words, once Shachris is daven, that's when your obligation of Kiddush actually begins the way we hold. What? The Kiddush clubs and shuls. Okay, you want to hear the political aspect of it, the halachic aspect of it, the respect aspect of it. What do you want to hear about it? By the way, any Kiddush club, which is personally against halacha for a lot of reasons, I know they do it, and the rabbis try to stop it, but if people don't listen to rabbis. That itself is a reason why it's not allowed. But in order to have a Kiddush club, somebody has to make Kiddush, and everybody needs to eat the gazayas of cake. Now, if they're just making Kiddush and drinking l'chaim, which they do, then they're not eating an ounce, they have to eat a gazayas of cake, 1 ounce of cake to be ate to Kiddush. And if they're not ate to Kiddush, they're not allowed to eat or drink anything. And it has to be like right away. So besides the fact that, I'll go on record, I don't care, because what's wrong with the Kiddush clubs, number one, it's not done correctly according to halacha with Kiddush. They don't make Kiddush properly with eating properly. Secondly, there's an obligation for men to hear Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah, which they go out already during the Torah reading and during the Haftorah, which there's an obligation according to halacha to hear Torah reading and the Haftorah. Thirdly, especially when they stay out, present company excluded. In a shul, okay, where a rabbi speaks and the crowd goes out, that's called disrespect to the rabbi. No. you're in out there in the cage. We're watching at the zoo. No, so then it's you think about it. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we don't have it here. But I'm saying, in shuls they have it. It's mamish disrespectful to the rabbi. The rabbi is getting up to speak, and the guys are still outside, or going out, or whatever it is. So in halacha, it's really problematic. Halacha.
Which is the lesser of the two evils? Falling asleep or taking a dog?
No, falling asleep during the rabbi's speech is not disrespectful. Number one, because most of you guys sleep when I speak. Secondly, it shows that the rabbi is speaking such a good speech. He's so comforting. He puts everybody to sleep. And you know, they say, we'll finish with this. You know, they say, why do you need a machitza in the shul? Why do you need a machitza in the shul? Because when the rabbi speaks, you don't want men and women sleeping together. Okay. Machen Sie nicht so ein Mensch, wenn man ein Mann kommt,